discuss the whole thing after the interception Sunday and Coach Bicknell and all that? Have you talked to all those people?
Yeah, it's over and done with. We're moving forward. It's a new week, new game. We already discussed that.
You regret what you did?
Regret? I mean, you know, it's part of the game. I probably could have handled things different, but I ain't really going to get into much of that. We're moving forward. It's week, 15, week 16, whatever the case may be. So we're going to go forward. We're going to worry about Chicago Bears.
Deshaun, you played under David Culley for so long. Just what has your relationship been like with Bicknell overall, or what's it been like to play for a new coach in this your sixth season?
Still an open relationship, still getting to know each other. Still, early on, it's just been, a couple months since we've been here together. So the biggest thing is, playing football and doing the things you need to do to win football games. And, as a wide receiver in this football league, I just try to go out there and make every play I can and, help my team win games.
Emotion is such a big part of kind of the way you play on the field.
Mm-hmm.
How do you harness that and still keep the productive part of it? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I never really had any issues with it. I play this game with a lot of energy, a lot of emotion. So we work so hard at it. And, just try to go out there and have the same results come game time. So I say I continue to go out there and, be productive. And I say do the things that help my team win football games.
Were you guys aware of what was going on in the Cowboys game as you were flying?
I heard a couple of comments while we was on the plane that they actually lost. So, at the end of the day, we just really had to worry about ourselves. It's good to, hear that news, obviously, because we want to keep, first position. But at the end of the day, we still got to win out. Probably going to have to go out there and, win the game too as well. So we just worry about one game at a time and just moving forward.
Deshaun, after winning five straight and then having that loss in Minnesota, can it serve as a good wake-up call heading into these last two games in the playoffs, hopefully?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's still the NFL we're playing in. And, regardless of what opposing team record is, we still have to go out there and, take it seriously. And that was just a game we let slip. This game, I felt we should have won. But, going into that, felt we had a great game plan and things like that. Just throughout the course of that game, wasn't able to really get it going. So,
Deshaun, you want to win every week. You put a lot into it. But is there something extra when you know the game, it has so much on the line and it's on national television, on the national stage, both teams, 8-6. Do you feel the excitement start to build? Is it greater than any other week?
I mean, any time you're able to play on, Sunday night, Monday night, them type of games where, the whole world is watching, it definitely makes a difference. Regardless of any game, we still feel we should go out there, with the same energy, with the same hype, and play a great game and try to win. So, we just got to get ready for a game this Sunday night. It's going to be a good, big game. The stage is set already, so we're ready for it.
In the past, you said you haven't paid much attention to the single-season franchise record, but you're 135 yards away now. Mm-hmm. Is it something that you've thought about? Is it something you think you can get at this point?
Man, one game at a time, man. If I reach it, it's a blessing. It's a great achievement. Still, regardless of my stats on Sunday, we lost the game. So, it probably would have meant a lot more and been a lot better if we could have won. But like I say, the biggest thing is getting a W on the win column after the game, and making it to the playoffs. We haven't been in the playoffs the past 3 years. So I think that's more important to myself and to my teammates and this organization, just really being able to give ourselves a chance to get back and, to competing for, playoff wins and Super Bowl. So, I've custom of doing since I've been here, just trying to do everything I can to, like I say, help my team and my teammates really get the energy and, make big plays and things like that. So whatever it comes to as far as stats-wise, it's a blessing, but, still focus on other things.
Even though you guys scored 30 points on Sunday, did you see any kind of, problems or things you guys could have done better offensively?
I think it's always things we could have done better as an offense. Not even the offense as a full team. It's times where things go wrong. It's time where things go good. So as long as you can continue to go out there and stay together and stay with one another and just do things like that, we should be fine.
You guys are in a weird spot because even with a record, even having more wins than the Cowboys,
mm-hmm.
if they beat the Redskins, then your game won't mean anything. You'll still have to win. What is that like? It's kind of like a no man's land or something.
I mean, well, they're one game up on us. You know, they beat us already. So, you know, it's just one of them things. I think everybody's aware of it regardless of what happens. You know, it's still a game we're going to have to win. End of the year, last game. But, you know, right now we just have to worry about Chicago. That's the game ahead of us. So, just got to worry about that game first.
Chip lined you up about a half dozen times in the backfield on Sunday, and it was pretty effective. Mm-hmm. He's moved you around all season, different spots, which is more a lot more than Andy did. How effective do you think it's been, and how do you like it?
I mean, it's definitely a different. I mean, a difference, you know, from the past and from where it's at now. You know, I think the mismatches are able to, you know, affect us better. Putting me on safeties and linebackers and things like that. So, you know, I love to go out there and take advantage of them situations. And, you know, anytime I'm in the backfield, you know, it's really a comfortable, you know, position for myself because, like I said, coming out the backfield, you know, it's just so much room I'm able to work with and go different ways. So I look forward, you know, to more opportunities back in the backfield.
Guys, two more.
Thanks, Deshaun.